Welcome to Counted Toward Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rookie Billet from Jerusalem, and today we will be learning about the prayer Shema Kolenu. The central paragraphs of the Amidah, the 19 blessings said every weekday as the centerpiece of our daily service, cover a great range of requests that we ask of God. These prayers are flanked on both sides by blessings of praise and blessings of thanks. In this request section, we petition for forgiveness, for the ability to return to God after we've strayed, for redemption, and for the coming of the Messiah. We ask God to heal the sick, for a successful harvest, for the ingathering of the exiles, for justice, and for a rebuilt Jerusalem. Today, our subject is Shema Kolenu, the paragraph in which we appeal to the Almighty to hear our prayers, to accept them with mercy, and not to let us leave His divine presence empty-handed. The text of the Amidah is sacrosanct. All who stand before God say the same words, established by the sages of the Great Assembly, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. In two of these paragraphs, however, we are permitted to add our own words. In Rifa'enu, where we ask God for healing and recovery from illness, we may supplement with a Yehi Ratzon for Cholim, a prayer that means, may it be your will, God, to send a complete and speedy recovery to all those coping with illness. And then we add the names of those we pray for among all the other sufferers in Israel. In Shema Kolenu 2, we are permitted to add to the text, to ask for our personal needs that may not be covered in the communal prayers. On a personal note, and also to give chizuk to those who may have been in a similar position, I mention that although our children were born in the space of just 12 years, it took over 20 years to make weddings for each of them. Our first wedding was made in 1995, our last two in 2015. In the interim, there were some very lean years. In the tractate Bava Kamma 92a, our sages tell us, Kol hamevakesh rachamim al chaveiro v'hu tzarich le'oto davar hu na'ana tchila. This translates, anyone who asks for compassion for his friend, and he needs the same thing, the petitioner on behalf of his fellow is answered first. Rashi also quotes this comment on the verse in Bereishit, V'Hashem pakad et Sarah ka'asher amar, that God remembered Sarah as he had promised. Rashi says that Abraham prayed for the household of Avimelech, that their bodily orifices should reopen after God punished them for kidnapping Sarah. And because of Abraham's prayers, Sarah was remembered first and became pregnant with Yitzchak even before Avimelech's household was healed. The idea formed in my mind to compose a prayer for men and women to find life partners and to add that prayer daily to the Shema Kolenu petition. The text I came up with was, Yehi Ratzon Lofanecha, Shetishlach mehera shiduchim hagunim uni'imim umatimim l'chol haravakim v'haravakot b'Yisrael uvetocham. May it be your will, O God, to send pleasant and suitable mates to all those who seek a match. And then one adds the names. Continuing, utizakem livnot batim ne'emanim b'Yisrael mele'im ahava v'achva Shalom uvriyut, Talmud Torah umasim tovim, dorot yisharim besimchat hachayim. And may they merit to build loyal homes in Israel, filled with love, companionship, peace, health, Torah study, and good deeds, upright generations, and joy in life. The idea was to pray for others to find marriage partners, and maybe the Talmudic statement would hold true, prompting the Almighty to help us make weddings as well. In time, I added a prayer for families struggling to have children as well. the prayer of Shema Kolenu took on deeper meaning for me, and I was motivated to be sure to say it with personal insertions every single day so as not to let down the people I pray for. I close with a question and answer about Shema Kolenu that resonates with me. The question is, why does the blessing end with, "Blessed are you, God, who hears our prayers," and not, "who answers our prayers?" Perhaps an answer is that sometimes God's answer to our prayers does not exactly match what we hoped for. But nonetheless, we do acknowledge that regardless of the outcome, we are secure in the knowledge that Hashem shomea tefillah, He hears our prayers, and that hashkacha pratit, divine personal attention and intervention, leave open the possibility that our prayers will be answered as well, and hopefully litova, for the good. Thank you so much for learning together.